This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi there.
Me.
Hi. We're here like Lewis and Clark.
Yeah, we made it through.
Today's weather rant is not against the forecasters.
No.
In the Washington, D.C. area.
They are not the objects of our wrath.
No, the problem is when the forecasters lowball it and say, and incidentally, I love to be lowballed.
We all do.
When they lowball it and they say, we're going to get a dusting to 2 inches, and they have the idiot reporters last night out in front of the big salt, what do they call those silo things?
They're the salt silos where they have all the road treatment products, and we have made fun of it for years, and I think today we found out just how important it is.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because the fault, friends, is not with the TV reporters getting people in a panic, not with radio getting people in a panic. The problem is that they called for a minimal amount of snow and sleet, and we got it here in D.C. However, they didn't send trucks out, and I'm talking about in Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, until what?
In Maryland, I know between 6 and 7 a.m., and now you have a rush hour in Washington, D.C., like many other major metropolitan areas, that begins at 2 a.m.
5 a.m.
At 2 a.m., that's when the rush hour starts. So by the time they decided to go out and treat the roads, it was too late.
I have such empathy for those who drove in that crap in D.C. this morning. And I know that where we're heard in the sparse regions around the country, where you have inclement weather and it's no big deal to you.
Yeah, I mean, you would scoff. You would laugh at a dusting to 2 inches of snow.
Uh-huh. But this morning, I really felt for the people that were out driving. And they showed them, for instance, trying to make the hill up the American Legion Bridge.
Yeah.
Now, this is on the Beltway.
Yeah, this is the road. These are the roads that people with without four-wheel drive vehicles say, hey, if I can just get to the major artery, the Beltway, I'm going to be all set.
Everybody knows what the Beltway is. It's the big eight-lane death strip that surrounds D.C.
Right. It is the main artery that gets people to and fro.
Major highway. 7:15 this morning, they showed on the news, people driving on this major highway trying to go up a very slight incline and sliding back down into traffic.
You know, for years we have mocked, we have made fun of, we have ridiculed, you know, the coverage of these salt bins that they send the reporters out to. And you take it for granted that that these guys have to be out there. And, of course, the argument they're making is that you had the snow arrive at the same time rush hour arrived.
Right.
But it seems to me that, you know, even if your salt's going to bounce around a little bit, yeah, get something on the roads before it starts.
Isn't part of the deal on the come, if you're one of these guys that contracts to do this, that part of the deal is you get paid to sit starting at midnight, whether it snows or not.
You're sitting there smoking your Marlboro Reds at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, with the heater on, reading or watching your iPod or whatever you have, sitting off to the side of the road waiting for it to happen. I don't get this because we've gone home many times when they've gotten snow in the forecast, and you see these guys without it snowing, sitting on the side of the road.
We've seen them.
I just don't understand what happened.
And coming in today again, I saw major roads. I'm not talking like about the back-ass roads where I live, where I don't expect to get a pass of a snowplow.
Right.
On major roads, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Nothing had been done.
They're not touching it, and now they're saying we're going to get another wave that's going to be coming. Well, it's here now.
Yeah,
it's coming
we've been getting it.
Just in time for rush hour. And I noticed driving in, I saw one truck. It's just a little weird. I don't understand this yet.
One truck should be plenty.
One truck should do it. I think we can all look forward to a very interesting drive home this evening.
Doesn't one truck work out well, Charlie?
I like my one truck, especially when we get the snow and when we get the reindeers on my front lawn.
Today, we need someone who works in the salt crew, the sand crew, the plow
crew. Yeah, because it's not their fault. They're taking orders. They're like, they are a well-oiled machine.
Right.
I mean, they get their instructions from the top guy.
The one great thing about this show is when there's an injustice that's been done to someone, to a group of people.
Mankind.
We love jumping on and squeezing the throat of the individual that caused it. Now,
yeah, and the forecasters, I got to give them a free pass. The forecasters,
they got it right.
Have gotten it absolutely perfect.
Spot
this
on.
Time. They really have. Yep. But the road crews, you know, I wonder if there were road crew guys that were sitting out there in the salt trucks that were waiting for the call and going, Jesus, why aren't they giving me the go ahead?
Well, I will tell you something that, my God, what time did the dog get sick? At 5:15.
Thought he only got sick when it was thunderstorms.
Oh, no, Jan's dog.
Oh.
And it was not poopy sick, it was throw-up sick.
The English bulldog.
I mean, our dog. You know how it is. You know,
sure.
Our dog. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he was sick, and she was up cleaning up the poop, and I woke up for a second, and she said, look outside. And it's like 5:15 a.m., and it was like blizzard time.
You know, that does make sense, because they're saying that, at least the guy that I heard from one of the transportation organizations said that the snow hit at the same time. But no, it didn't, because in your area and out west, they'd say, it would start at 5 o'clock in the morning, about 5:15.
The ground was already coated.
Right.
I mean, you know, on grassy areas, but it was coated and coming down real good.
And I know there are some pissed off people around.
With the dented
I mean,
fenders,
because it was amazing. I mean, it really was. To see the beltway, the way Don described it, you just don't see that very often. Even when we get major snow, you don't see it like that. It was a, you know, it was a whack job.
All right, so let's get somebody who was driving one of those trucks in D.C. or Maryland or Virginia. Call us up today and help us understand what the frig happened.
Yeah, it was a CF of biblical proportions.
Now to start the show on the right frame, and we will be getting on the female frame. We got two spots left.
Oh, boy!
For the big Strip Trivia MILF show tomorrow.
That's exciting.
But first, how do you learn how to say, I have a bad case of diarrhea in Japanese?
Wow, I'd love to know how to say that.
You know how I learned it, Mike?
How?
Like always, through song.
That's the best.
Join me now and learn how to say it as I did.
Okay, hold on. Where does it hurt?
Ah, my stomach.
Stomach.
You gotta wait for it.
救急車を呼んでもらったからといって安心はできません。しっかりと自分の状態を相手に伝えましょう。
We're gonna help you out though, Mike. Hold on.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
私はひどい下痢です。
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
If only they would sing it. I'd be able to learn if they could sing it.
That would help.
If they would only sing it in Japanese.
I have a bad case of diarrhea. Of
thank you, ladies.
I have a bad case.
That's
of
English.
Diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Come on, ladies.
I have a bad case. 肩に手を乗せ、I have クロスして、a bad case。お腹をさすって、of diarrhea。
ジェスチャーゲームの要領です。感情を込めてやってみましょう。
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Yeah.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
I'm not picking
it
up. I mean the language, not diarrhea.
You learn it through repetition, Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
Wow. Trust me, we got a lot of show to get to. We got 4 big hours to waste today.
Hi there.
Oh, hi there. Doing that thing. And let's see. Us.
I can't believe it. These guys are fags. These kids are fags. I can't believe it. God damn it, they're fags.
Don't say that about us.
Could Your Honor find, as a matter of law, that I am not gay?
Thank you.
Imus, what do you think? What was that, Imus?
There he is.
That was funny.
Oh, that's funny, Larry. You bet it is.
You're awful funny, aren't you?
Well, what have we here?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Yeah, baby.
Thanks, Simon.
Oh, here's the phone number, everybody.
Let's pick a phone, and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Let's call the phones.
We have a whole bunch of new tapes of disc jockeys talking while they're eating, which is the new thing that we've noticed for a long time.
Yeah, or sounding like you have food in your mouth.
Right. Like, for instance, here's one of them. whenever we get to the news today.
Here's the latest news.
And that'll be with Buzz, of course, and he's...
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Right. He's a very old man.
Hello, how are you doing? Can I tease and please your blank with my tongue and make you blank over and over?
Yeah, of course you can.
Is everybody happy?
How about you, Paula?
I'm not happy.
So, this is funny, then, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. This is funny, yeah. Yeah. Yep, that's a good one.
Yeah. Here's good Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's... Don and Mike!
Thank you, and hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi, I miss welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome.
Hi there. The Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode. On this Wednesday, phone number same as it was yesterday, 877-365-3636. The O'Neaters. The Wonders.
Love
right
them.
There. It's a fake made up band.
Yeah. Movie band.
It's really Fountains of Wayne.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, that's, wonderful movie and a wonderful song.
That's who that is. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Radio God. Wanted to thank you for playing that I Have a Bad Case of Diarrhea song. I'm going to have it in my head all day long.
I want to tell you what you want to do is go to YouTube and watch the video. Because you have to see the magnificent Japanese ladies dancing as they sing I Have a Bad Case of Diarrhea.
Perhaps the most quizzical element to it is they have sweatshirts that say Fraulein. It's the whole Axis Powers up there.
Oh, it's that whole European thing.
It's magnificent.
The Japanese
though.
Are fascinated with other cultures.
It's really great. It opens up and the lady is really in pain. And she can't communicate her problem.
Yeah. No, diarrhea.
But that's what it is.
I have a bad case.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Sure.
And then she's better once people understand.
Sure.
Once you can label the problem. Fraulein.
Fraulein.
Domo arigato.
Hi there. Don and Mike Show.
It's
hello.
You. It's you.
Hello.
Hello.
Radio God.
Hi there. How are you?
Doing good. Just calling to let you know that the snowplow trucks, they weren't doing anything this morning, and they're not doing anything now. They're just lined up along the beltway.
You see the snowplow truck.
Well, is it snowing where you are right now?
Yeah, I just passed the Connecticut Avenue exit on 495.
What time were you on the road this morning?
4 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. What kind of a life do you have where you're on the road at 4 o'clock and you're calling us at 311?
I'm on the way home now.
Wow. Where do you go from where to where?
I was working all day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what are the locations, Mr. Dumas? What are the locations? Where do you work and where do you live?
I live in Baltimore and I work in Rockville.
Oh, well, you got a hell of a commute every day.
That's nasty. And yeah. So that means from Rockville, you go the bad part of the Beltway home at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yuck. Why wouldn't you just live in Baltimore? Well, never mind. That's the obvious answer to an obvious question.
Chasing the American dream, Don.
No offense, Charm City.
Of course.
None taken. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, I'd like to talk about the I Have a Bad Case of Diarrhea song.
Yes, oh, sure. That struck a chord with you?
Yes, darling.
Excuse me?
Go ahead.
Yes, trusted listener.
All right. They actually have other videos more than just the I Have a Bad Case of Diarrhea.
Now, is this a Japanese version of Sesame Street? Is that what it's like? Is it?
I have no idea.
Is it a translation show where they're teaching English, remedial Japanese?
We simply forwarded it.
They're teaching little, like, Japanese business women through exercise how to speak English.
Ah. You know, I've surfed the net an awful lot, Don, and I've seen things involving the Japanese culture of a sexual nature.
Yes.
That are...
This is really...
They're cutting edge. Odd. They like to do things in groups. And the one group that I remembered in particular was a group of Japanese men who were in a gymnasium. It appeared to be a gymnasium. And they were sitting down, actually lying down on the floor. And above them on a little stage were the equal amount of Japanese women in a state of total undress. And how do I say this delicately? Well, it began to rain. And that's all it was. And it appeared to be a TV show because it had a host.
Did any of the ladies on the platform sing that song?
No.
See, now, hold on. You just won me over because at first I thought you were talking about an adult film. Because what I was going to throw in
really
is
wasn't an adult film as much as it was a show.
They have the Japanese people have the best game shows in the world. And if what you saw was a game show.
There was a guy that had a mic with one of those mic flags on it. So, I mean, he was
the game show was a bunch of Japanese guys stand beneath.
It appeared to be a competition.
Naked women.
It appeared to be some sort of a competition where they picked one guy who won. And I won't tell you what the, well, I will tell you what
Did
the criteria
was. Did he have to
open
his mouth?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
So was that?
Yeah, that was the criteria, I think.
Wow. You know,
what a great show.
Sometimes when I accidentally run into Japanese pornography on the net, simply by accident, do you ever notice how weird it is what they'll pixelize and what they'll let go through?
Yes, it's amazing. On the internet, they will show the most horrible thing going on, and then they always seem to pixelize
the
guy's thing.
Right.
Yeah.
They don't show that. They'll show anything on the woman.
But it's amazing the context that it's in. I mean, there can be animals and things be flying.
There's reality TV with the hidden cameras.
I feel so left out. I don't watch Japanese pornography.
You must.
Get with it.
We have that little website that we've had on the show that we've gone to for a long time. Newsfilter.org is really, really into that type of thing.
You should let your grudge go. We're not at war with them anymore, Don.
Rob, what do I have tattooed on my ass?
Never forget.
Thank you.
Yep. And then across your shoulders, remember the Arizona.
And you know... On my back, I have an American flag.
I know. Mm-hmm. Yes. I know. With a fist.
With only 48 stars. You've had it that long.
That's right.
As a boy, you got this flag.
I see. I don't know whether it's... You call it Japanese porn, and I don't know if it's Japanese porn as much as it's... I really think this is some of the stuff that they're showing. They got off of television. That they're having this shown on adult TV shows over in Japan.
I know we've discussed this before, that they do show body parts in Japan. Mm-hmm. I know we talked at length about that one... great clip that we saw with the show where it simply was guys standing on a stage and they had wire around their sacks and they had
weights.
They had weights.
Right.
And it was the guy who could stand the most. And you would see these guys' sacks just being pulled and pulled. It was some great stuff.
Have you seen, I think it's also a game show where the naked Japanese woman is crying and has cockroaches dumped on her?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And that also appears to be some sort of game.
That's a winner. How come Fox is not all over
that? When you see Japanese porn, though, one of the reasons I really don't like Japanese porn is because you see the women, whether they are in ecstasy or agony, they make the same cat-like sounds.
And all women are in
and
agony.
Just where it's really just going,
you just can't tell.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. What's happening?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, we're doing very well. How about you?
Doing good. About your snow salt trucks. For the last hour and 20, I've been going from Gaithersburg to Alexandria and have not seen one gosh darn salt truck.
Now, if you're on the Beltway, does it appear that maybe there's a little something happening on the roads already, that it's getting a little slick?
It's feeling a little slick. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen any.
I mean, I thought even driving in here in the middle of the day, I thought that we were going to be within a couple of hours. Now I feel like I'm a local news reporter trying to panic everyone.
Go ahead, Kieran.
No, I'll tell you where they get it, though. They called it right, but I don't need every TV station in town coming off the forecast saying we're going to get maybe a dusting to 2 inches of snow. Now, what if you're trapped in the snow?
Yeah, give me a break with that.
Trapped in a dusting.
You need a blanket. You need a working cell phone. You need a jug of water. You need kitty litter. You need a map, and you need a flare.
I feel really embarrassed because I got here early today and went across the street to the Target because I wanted to get the little brush. Because I don't have an ice scraper, and in case we were going to get something.
Right.
But I felt like such a stain. I felt like the people that they show at the hardware stores.
Right.
And this guy's coming out of the aisle where there were like two of them left, and he gave me the same look that I know I gave him, which really, for no reason, was really like, F you. You know, why are you here too? Why are you here, Mr. Dumas?
I love the fact that they just have to tell us that you need these items.
Yes.
You know? Just in case. Well, duh.
Right.
Well, duh, duh, duh.
I figured if I got that item, the scraper brush thing, I wouldn't, and incidentally, that's what it's referred to
right.
as, the scraper brush thing. I wouldn't, then it wouldn't snow at all if I got that.
On the other hand, occasionally, on a day like today, when you do something nice, God smiles on you, and mm-hmm. I'll tell you how.
How?
I today stopped at some UPS joint mm-hmm. to drop off a bunch of packages, shot for Christmas, right?
Right.
And as I was leaving, getting all my paperwork together, this lady, well-put-together lady, mm-hmm. was coming through the door with a lot of packages.
Right.
And I said, hey, let me give you a hand with that, right?
Right.
Turns out she drops a couple of the packages.
Uh-oh.
Well, I lean over, and as I lean over, she leans over.
Oh, no, head crack?
No, not a head crack. I swear to God, her boob, she didn't have a bra on, her boob just about came out and said, hey, how you doing?
How nice.
Because here was the deal.
And you're not one who's want to stare at that.
No, we both leaned over in the store, right? And we both go down to get this package at the same time. Uh-huh. And right at that moment, now you see she's got a shirt on
right.
that's kind of low cut. And as she leans over, the thing comes down so
right.
far.
Sank.
One of them just starts to pop out.
Wow.
Cool.
And she was hot?
Love that.
I mean, she was put together fairly well?
Let me say that a lesser man probably would have given her a business card and said, if you're a mother, we're having a contest on the radio tomorrow.
And she was not annoyed at you for helping.
No, I like to think in my romantic Pollyanna world that, because there's no doubt, I saw a breast.
Right.
It was not a big, gigantic thing, but it was more than a nip slip.
Oh, really?
I mean,
so you saw the full thing.
I mean, it as she leaned down to pick up the package, it came out and kind of went back in, and she put it back in. And for just that brief moment, she looked at me, and it was what I felt was she was saying, I know you just looked at my boob that popped out, but you know what?
You're a trained professional.
It's okay.
I'm okay with that.
Because you're helping me.
Right.
You only saw my boob pop out because you're helping me with my package.
My gift to you. You didn't have any desire to just stop everything and say, wow, what a great breast.
Or did you reach over and knock more packages out of her hand?
No.
Whoops.
Just a true happenstance.
Sure. And that's a great holiday story.
Yeah. That could be a Christmas miracle.
And not something that everybody in the store would go, whoa. It's just like you had to be there. And it was that,
whoa.
That one whoa. Second was like, whoa, boob.
Well, you know, like spring, I think the holiday season is a... gets everybody ramped up a little bit. I really do. I think people think. I think a lot of babies are conceived around this time of year.
How randy of her mm-hmm. on a cold, wet, dreary day. She had on that Bo Derek suede with the big fur.
With the fur lined cuffs
around the cuffs
and the collar.
Collar. And
was she wearing the kind of boots that go over like her jeans?
Yeah, and they went all the way up to her knees.
Yeah.
And then she had on the top. Imagine this. She run around with no bra on today.
God love her.
Bless her.
God bless her. Wouldn't that be great if it was a Christmas tradition?
Let's make it one.
I think we should. Well, we're all ramped up in here anyway.
Yeah.
We're all sexed up in here anyway. We have been since we started talking about the strip trivia.
And listen, about that, I think what we're going to do is get two more contestants off the telephone. Maybe we can bang them out right here in the first break, if you pardon the pun.
We will.
All of the stuff that we've gotten on the email.
Right.
I feel very unfair to the people. I don't want to pick anybody else from the email. I don't think we should, because we picked three out of like the first 100 that showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday we got about 75 more emails,
right.
And while lots of them are very good,
right,
there are lots of them that
I like. I love pictures
like this, like fake pictures.
Oh, I see.
So you can't.
Yeah, that looks like that wasn't a real picture.
Out of a magazine or something.
Right.
Is that the same lady that submitted
both
pictures?
That's a different lady.
Well, that might be real. Let me see.
That's a nice picture, really.
It looks to me like a Photoshop. With the background.
Anyway, the guys went through and said we've got.
Well, I mean, if you're going to Photoshop, though, and give somebody else's picture.
But hold on, wouldn't you Photoshop that face?
I wouldn't Photoshop that face at all. I mean,
Look at the face.
That's a butter face.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and so if it's Photoshopped,
what they think is that's her regular ugly face. And that they
put it on top of a body,
put it on top of a hot body.
We just don't know.
You really can't tell. Rob's right about the background. It's very artificial looking.
Send it down to the
lab. And when you see it in color, there's no doubt that the face, which looks like a dog's face, is real. But then the hot body. Also, look at the angle that the body's at.
Yeah,
it doesn't quite match up.
No, the head looks a little larger.
Twisted.
The head looks a little oversized for the body.
So I guess the thought here is that the girls that we got, the women from the internet with the pictures, mm-hmm. we trust that those girls are real, and those are the pictures that we saw.
Yeah, there's a lot phony in this. I just read the email. You might want to forward that over to Buzz.
Yes, please.
Did you read the Did you read the email?
No, it's way too small.
You might want to read it. I think it's it merits a read.
Hi guys, I have absolutely no shyness about my body.
Mm-hmm.
Love to get naked for you.
Hell,
of course I want to win, but even if I do not, I will strip for you. My husband and I have an interesting new hobby.
Here you go, Buzz.
We are swingers.
Well,
yeah, we can't believe how many hotties are out there swinging too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
It's a new age.
Yeah.
Send that right over to him.
Give that to Buzz.
Might want to contact her, Buzz.
I'm right. I'm on it.
Might be a real good idea. See what happens with that.
Thank you for the list.
I'll let you know.
So we're going to get it the old-fashioned way. We're going to get a couple of live MILFs.
Here's what we have. We have three gals from the internet who we are sure are stone cold winners.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then we have the crazy twins from yesterday.
Yeah, right. We have to have them because the personality came through the phone.
Kitty and Kathy, with the chance they bring down. One of them has a daughter that works at Hooters.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then there was Brenda and Jenny and Francis. So we have two slots left.
And we're not doing the alternate game this year.
Right.
We're not going to do that.
No need.
We don't need alternates. We have a well-stocked stash. We have a well-stocked bevy.
This is
$1,000 and two tickets for Hannah Montana.
Right.
January 7th, Verizon Center here in D.C.
Chance tomorrow for Mom to be a Christmas hero.
Right.
Rob, you're so good. I don't feel like reading that right now.
And a hero to us as well.
What did he hand you?
He's the sponsor's friend.
Mm-hmm.
God, whenever we mention that, he jumps right up to have me read the slug.
Oh, okay. The Hannah Montana slug?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because they need the publicity.
We'll get to it. Promise me we'll get. I promise you. I just made a promise to myself. I promise me.
Credited. Note to self.
We will get to that plug perhaps later in the show.
Very good.
Everybody stay tuned.
Don and Mike Show.
Don't
want to
miss that.
Hello there.
Keep a pencil handy.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, what do you guys think of Amy Fisher? And if you'd like, or even Buzz, would you like a copy of that DVD?
Well, I saw the trailer for the DVD, or a snippet from her porno that she's doing, and she got a rocket body.
Does she really?
Yeah, she really does.
Wouldn't mind seeing it. Yeah.
She is very hot. She's got big, beautiful breasts.
We'd like her. They're awesome.
And she seems to have kept herself in very, very good shape. For for a modern day psycho, I think she is.
Oh, sure, she's
got
a fine.
She looks better naked than Joey does.
She got the butter. She got Buttafuoco all over her.
Yeah, though. She's got Buttafuoco cooties. There's no doubt about that.
Hey, you know she's very beautiful, but just like Fran Drescher, until she opens her damn mouth. But anyways, if you guys like a copy, I'd be happy to send you out a DVD.
Please do.
Send it along.
I will, and this is Corey from Vegas. You guys have a great one,
all
Radio
right,
God.
Thanks, Corey.
All right, Vegas, the seat of sin in the United States.
Yeah, so, ladies, the lines are open now. We got two spots left for this competition tomorrow. The MILF Strip Trivia, $1,000 Hannah Montana thing.
Mm-hmm.
Call us now or in the next break if you'd like to play. We have only two spots left.
You want to be a hero? You will be a hero if you play Strip Trivia.
Only hotties, please.
Mm-hmm.
Only like that lady at the UPS store.
This is a great prize. And, you know, we can't figure out the Hannah Montana frenzy that's going on out there, but everybody wants these tickets.
Sure.
And they're very difficult to get. Extremely difficult to get, even if you work at a radio station.
Everything Hannah Montana is impossible.
It's hot.
My granddaughter, of course, wants Hannah Montana stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I go through all the crap at Toys R Us and KB Toys, fighting all of the other parents smelling like kids. Because that's the smell you get when you go into one of those stores. Mm-hmm. It's the smell of dirty kid that as soon as you walk in, it just creeps into your clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Worse than being at a bar with smoke all night.
Right.
Like, you walk out of that store for 1 second, it's like, it smells like baby vomit.
Looks like baby vomit.
I was over at the Target when I was getting my little snow thing. I went into the Christmas decoration part, too, because I needed to get a star for the top of the Christmas tree. And I was looking back over my shoulder, and I guess I had partially blocked an aisle.
Right.
And I felt the cart slam into my thigh.
Right.
And I turned back to my right, and there was a mom with a kid that had not just moved, but shoved the cart. Two words. Excuse me.
Right.
That's all I required. And she shoved the cart into my thigh. And I just kind of looked back. And, she's got a kid. I'm not going to say anything to her. But I was just like, happy holidays. Hope you find your Christmas wrapping paper.
The thing about this Hannah Montana gift is that, thank God, there was a mom in the store when I bought this thing. I'm standing there like an idiot
lost grandfather
going, what's not been picked over already.
Right.
And I see in front of me, like, the Holy Grail, the Hannah Montana.
What is it?
It's
I like hearing you talk about this.
It's a stage. It's a stage where you push a button and she dances and moves around, and it's like American Idol type stage, and the thing's like $60, and you press a button and you hear like 5 seconds of whatever crappy song she sings, and I think, beautiful, thank God I got this. And as I am lifting this thing off the shelf, thank God, a mom stands next to me and she says, you realize that doesn't come with the Hannah Montana doll.
Oh, good. Okay, so you got a heads up on that.
And I said, you're kidding me. Good and she said,
Hannah Montana doll is $2,000.
Right. She said, turn the box around. Uh-huh. I turned the box around the other side. Very tiny print. Doll not included.
Right. And there'll be a lot of disappointed kids on Christmas. Sure. You'll have the stage without the Hannah Montana.
So I said, great. Where do I find the doll? And she said, well, you see that empty rack right there? Mm-hmm.
They're sold out.
They were so
still want to get the stage that I want?
So I took the stage anyway.
You'll be able to get the doll. I think they'll restock.
I did get it. It's not like an out of stock like the Wii thing. It's just
a little tricky.
And there's so much crap that goes along. It's like, what deceptive packaging? I know that's what toys are all about, but you buy this thing and it says the Hannah Montana action stage singing show.
Well, see, as the father of daughters, I could tell you that anything that's a stage, anything that's a car,
a
anything that's a house, yeah, anything where it's the backstage makeup table.
It even says, press the button to hear her sing.
And it's coming out of the stage, and she's not doing the singing.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It's what you're buying, even though it's more expensive than the doll itself, is an accessory to surround the doll, like Bratz or Barbies or
so
anything
then,
like that.
To make it totally redundant, the Hannah Montana, the only Hannah Montana doll that I could find the day that I went shopping for the goddamn thing, was one that sings.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I just wanted a regular one. The only one that they had on the shelves that day was one where you press a button and she sings.
She can now sing a duet with her.
So, yeah.
I like picturing you in the store grabbing the Hannah Montana merchandise.
So it's maddening. I still do this occasionally because the stuff is sitting on my dining room table waiting to be shipped out. And I walk by sometimes and I'm just amazed by it. I go, okay, so you press this button. It's like, every day's a good day. You press the other button. It goes, every day's a good day. Idiocy.
Yeah,
idiocy.
Uh-huh.
But I tell you,
happy holidays.
It's going to make her holiday.
Sure. Is this at the level, do you think, of Cabbage Patch or Elmo? Is the Hannah Montana? I mean, I know the concert.
I think so.
Is just ridiculous.
I believe
it's insane.
I really believe, Mike, it's parent fueled.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That this is something that.
I hate that when you see the video of the parents running into the store when they open like at 5 o'clock in the morning. I can't stand that.
Past the toys, the concert has become a status symbol for parents. For whatever reason, this is the thing now. I mean, I don't get it either.
Has anybody looked on eBay to see what these tickets are going for on eBay?
No, we'll do that
today. Because I have heard in the thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I'm not
surprised. For like really, really good seats.
Roughly $1,000 for the good
seats. $1,000 for the
good
seats?
He's mentally retarded. He's mentally retarded.
Don's right. It's a status symbol.
Man, you spent $1,000 for that.
And nobody's throwing a ball? I don't get it. Silly. Nobody's throwing a punch?
Hey, for $1,000, somebody better be sucking something.
$1,000.
Wow.
My
bucks.
God.
For goodness sakes.
Wow.
I mean, give me tickets, but give me oral.
That's not going to happen.
That's our slogan.
That would be frowned upon.
Give me tickets. Give me oral.
Yeah, there's certain tickets I'd pay $1,000 for.
Who?
I would pay $1,000 for front row, like along the baseline at the World Series.
Oh, I would as well if the Packers were in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean the pony for a great once in a lifetime boxing match. But see, but those tickets go for $5,000,
and there are no longer great boxing matches.
Well,
right?
I've gotten into that hype with Mayweather Hatton. You know, that really appears to be, you know, they're hyping that fight like they hype so many fights as almost a race war. You know, they really
That's
do.
Nice.
I mean, you have Floyd Mayweather, and then you've got, thanks for applauding, Rob. And then you've got the Scottish guy, you know, that couldn't be any whiter. And you know, he's the down-to-earth guy that's in the bar, and Mayweather's the guy that's got Mayweather on his car. You know, he's got the name on his car, and he's showing all the bling. And they hype this thing up on HBO. Have you seen any of that where they do that lead up to the fight where they've got the programming?
It's like 24/7. Is that the name of the show?
I think it's 24/7. And they're
not watching.
They're in both camps, and you get kind of ramped up to see what's going to happen. And then the fight's always anticlimactic. It always is. It's always, the fight always sucks after this. But they do that. They do that an awful lot.
Yeah, hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Oh, was there a lady there?
Was there a MILF?
Joe had two or three up there that said MILFs.
They're very impatient.
I thought they'd wait.
I'm hot for MILFs.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Laura.
Hi there, Laura.
I'm just calling to tell you guys that the streets are fine. It's snowing a little bit, but those are a bunch of wusses, Colin. It's fine. It's just a little bit of snow.
Well, darling, I mean, there was a major deal this morning when that happened.
A lot of sliding.
Yeah, I was in bed.
You out there walking them there, Laura?
Am I what?
Oh, never mind.
You're not a MILF, are you?
I've been called that, but I'm not calling in. Sorry. I'm not. No judgment or anything. That's fine for other people. That's just not my
You don't have a child that you'd like to win Hannah Montana tickets for?
Like, we don't
have a 9-year-old boy.
Well, I know we don't. I know we're not trying to get her to participate.
We don't have to pimp it out to a stiff piece of wood like this.
No.
I'm just curious because she is that way, that she has hot potential.
Probably hot.
Are you hot?
Yeah, but I'm just not my, naked's not my,
right.
You know.
Rob, you've
sorry.
Never said
but
any woman that has called
radio,
the show has
so.
Been hot.
I'm right on this
in
one.
Your life.
What she just said, she's hot, but naked's not her thing. Because your body sucks, right?
No.
You heard what she did.
I'm from California.
Did you hear what she said at the beginning?
You're from where?
I'm from California.
Why are you calling telling us that the streets are fine?
All right, here's what she said. And Buzz, I'm sure you heard this too.
Yes.
Right at the beginning of the call, she said, what about the stuff that happened this morning during rush hour? And she says, I wouldn't know. I was in bed.
I was in bed.
Did you even hear that? Or was that you blocked that?
I heard
she was in bed eating chocolate.
Did you catch the fact she was calling us from California?
California.
No, she's from California originally, right?
Oh, I don't
know. She's gone.
I thought that's what she said.
I think she meant she's from California.
She ran away.
25 minutes to eclair time. Gotta go.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey. I was wondering, who are the judges going to be? Y'all need to have some better judges for the MILF contest.
It's not a judging competition.
And we want the judges to be the guys that eat the most boogers.
We'll have the simultaneous booger-eating contest.
I'm an Army recruiter in Bel Air, Maryland, and we listen to your show every day, and we heard y'all yesterday. And after hearing Kitty, we kind of decided y'all might have to have a couple of us out there.
What do you do, drink like a fifth of vodka before you ask the kids to go overseas?
Oh, dude, you know, I drink a fifth of vodka almost every night anyway.
I mean, you do sound... Are you loaded right now?
No, I'm not. I'm actually driving around in a government car. Looking at all the idiots flying around everywhere here in Hazard County.
Hazard County.
I can understand why a guy like you would be out there selling the services a way to go. Let's say that I'm a young man.
Yeah.
Perhaps I've lost my way in life, and I turn up on your doorstep, and I say, hey, what do you got for me? What's the Army got for me?
Yeah, what's your pitch?
Let's see. It just depends. What do you like to do? I mean, I can...
Now, come on. If you're an Army recruiter, you don't ask the guy, it depends, what do you like to do? You don't say that. You have a pitch. You have
spiel. Hold on. Here's what I like to do. I like to watch TV. I like to read. Play video games. I definitely don't like to get shot at.
Oh, well, let me tell you about the career that you can have in the wonderful Army. The world's greatest Army, by the way, just to let you know that. You can work on computers, and guess what? You never, never have to get shot at. Now, you can go train like you're going to get shot at, but you might not get shot at.
Did you say might?
You just said I would never get shot at, then you said I might get shot at.
Yeah, see, well, most of these kids, they don't realize that.
Well, what if I'm a kid and I say, I want to join the Army, but I definitely don't want to go over to Iraq?
Well, then I tell you, you definitely don't want to join any branch of the military right now.
And you'd say that to him.
Would you say that?
Yeah. What's that?
Would you say that to somebody?
No.
Just say S baggers.
Yeah, S baggers.
Do you have your?
You just said the S bomb again.
Unbelievable.
Today is... I don't know. Do
you, what rank? What rank are you?
I am a specialist, actually.
I thought only like sergeants did the recruiting.
No, I'm a specialist, by the way.
Yeah.
Doesn't this kind of sound like babies having babies?
Specialist. Yeah.
I mean, it's like you're sending some young dumbass out to recruit young dumbasses.
Exactly.
Do you
maybe
like?
Maybe that's the plan.
Who knows?
Maybe that's the plan, Buzz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you go out into the field, or do you have like a regular office that you work out of?
Well, actually, I'm a detail recruiter. I'm helping out for a couple weeks right now. So.
Hold on.
He's not a recruiter. Usually.
You're like a car detailer?
No, I'm not a car detailer. We don't have that in the military, no.
He's on detail.
You got to turn your radio down. I know it's exciting to hear it, but turn it down.
He's on detail. Like what? Like KP duty?
Temporary assignment, right?
No, it's voluntarily. I want to be a recruiter.
Voluntarily.
You're a specialist? Are you in the Navy?
No, I'm in the Army.
You're in the Army. But you don't do active recruiting.
I'm actively recruiting right now.
Well, I don't want to go. I don't want to go, so you're losing here, pal.
Well, maybe I can try somebody else then.
Well, no, I mean, you really, we want to hear like what you would really say to motivate a young person to join the Army.
I'd just tell them, you know, like what I've done. I've gone, been to Germany.
And now I'm a single successful guy.
What's that?
Don't worry about it.
All right, so you got to go to Germany.
Yeah, I got to travel all over Germany. You get good training. I mean, there's all kinds of opportunities in the military. It's just not running around shooting people or getting shot at. I mean, that's not what the military's about.
Do you appeal to their patriotism at all, though, when it comes right down to it, because we are in a war?
Yeah, I mean, you can't like, hate your country and decide to want to go in the military at a time like now. I mean, you gotta care about.
Oh, you mean I couldn't burn a flag, like as I was signing my recruitment papers.
Couldn't learn to fly.
I couldn't burn the flag.
Oh no, you couldn't.
I could not.
What's the single best thing about joining the military, outside of having the opportunity to serve your country? What would be the best benefit, in your opinion?
The best benefit. Well, now it seems like people can't keep a steady job, and the military kind of keeps you steady. You know, you're always going to get paid.
Steady
you
work.
Know, you're always going to have food and a
place.
That's
not a bad
pay,
one.
So.
Guaranteed. I'll accept that one. That's not bad at all.
All right, my friend. Well, I want to tell you something. I'm too old and too fat to join. So good luck to you. And would you take a bullet for America?
What? I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Would you take a bullet for America?
Would I? Yes, I would. In a
heartbeat. Then, good man. All right,
God bless
the right
you.
Answer.
Very good.
Would you do it now?
You don't got to be a genius to do that. And remember, the world needs ditch diggers, Danny.
Continue to be all you can be.
No, Army strong.
We salute you, my friend.
Very good.
Salute.
Thank you. You guys have a good day.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh, you poor bastard.
Well, this will piss a bunch of people off. He's no Marine. Yeah, that'll make him angry.
Sure. Yeah. Stir it up.
A little bit of a rivalry there. He ain't no Marine.
I'm in the Army.
The Army. No, you know, what do I say to him? Huh?
Yeah, what?
I don't know what.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, you get to run around Germany and get shot at? Sign me up.
Yeah, right.
Hey, back in the day you did. Back in the day when Rob wishes he served. Back when you could run around Germany
run around
and get
Germany
shot at.
You wanted, yeah.
Sure. Rob would play both sides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rob would be one of those double agents. You know, he'd be the guy that they'd they'd enlist to speak the German.
My allegiance is to one country.
You know the wimpy guy in Saving Private Ryan, the real skinny guy that's the translator?
Yeah.
Remember when he finally shoots the guy at the very end of the movie? That would be you, Rob. You'd just be a bigger version.
Thank you, Mike.
What if it came down to it was one of those army scenes in a combat film, and it was Rob, and it was two guys.
Right.
He had to take out one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was either he takes out the Kraut.
Right.
Or he takes out Bobby All-American.
And he's struggling.
It's really.
Because he's so fond of the uniform.
You know, the dramatic music is playing, and you see the hand is shaking, and the one guy going, nine, nine. And the other guy's going, don't shoot me. Shoot the crowd.
You know who he'd shoot? He'd shoot the German guy. You know why?
Why?
Memorabilia.
Right.
He'd get a souvenir out of it.
The whole thing is a non-issue because, as you know, had I been alive, I would have been in the USO.
That's right. Entertaining. You've been setting up for Bob Hope.
That's right. Opening for Bob.
Opening for
Where's Bob? Mr. Hope's golf club?
You would kill the German, though.
Of
correct?
Of course, yeah.
Good man.
And the American.
But without injuring the uniform.
And the American.
Well, it depends. Did they bribe me?
No, it's just one of those scenes at the end of a movie.
I would kill the German.
Where you are the soldier who has been playing both sides, and you have to make a decision that's only between you and your maker.
I would kill the godless German.
You know, I don't say this about you very often, but I'm thinking of the movie Stripes right now. And I'm thinking
Augsburger.
Of I'm thinking of John
Candy. John Candy, yeah, Augsburger. Uh-huh.
Yeah. All the way.
Sure.
All the way.
You know how many really bad decisions would have to be made on every level to get me in the military?
The military.
The military would have to make a dozen bad decisions.
Section 8.
24.
Section 8, Rob.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Let's join up together, you and me.
Let's do it.
Come on.
No, I don't think I'm cut out.
You still there? Hello?
Hey there.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, on the Hannah Montana racket?
Yes, sir.
Just last month, I had to pay more for two tickets to that damn thing than I did for four Springsteen tickets.
How much did you have to pay for your Hannah Montana tickets?
Do I have to say?
Yes, yes. Please.
$1,300 for two.
Oh, my God.
God,
was your butt bleeding after that?
Yes.
Ow.
I woke up in the bathtub.
You couldn't find cocaine?
Where are the tickets? Where are you going to be sitting?
They're not super great tickets.
Are they in Hannah's dressing room?
Jesus. No, unfortunately.
Now, I know this from my chiropractor. He joined the Hannah Montana fan club to get preferred access.
Cool.
Doesn't he feel like a pedophile?
Yeah, really.
A grown man joining the Hannah Montana fan club?
Tickets weren't for him, but here's the best thing. After he paid, I think, the $60 to join,
right.
He still got edged out.
Right. Oh, he didn't get the right. tickets?
Nope.
Sucker.
But he's $60 lighter.
$1,300, and you're not in the front row?
No.
Why do you parents?
Yeah.
Listen, and I'm one that's been guilty of pampering my kids. So just tell me, what is it though that leads you to think $1,300 for two tickets to see this broad that's on the Disney Channel? Jesus Christ! How do you balance that out as a parent? Please tell me.
I balanced that out because I wanted to take my two older kids to see Springsteen.
All right, now how old is the little one?
I wasn't going to waste that $400 ticket on the 10-year-old. So right. I bought her off by buying her and her mother tickets to Hannah Montana.
See, there it is, and there's the kid bought her
I
off.
Bought her
hey,
off.
I'm not proud of it.
No, mm-hmm. You know, I appreciate
doesn't
the honesty.
Like
shut up, Rob. This guy's being honest.
I hope she gets the golden ticket, too.
Thank you, my friend.
When you have all your factory workers go through the candy bar.
Thank you for the call. Hey, the guy was being honest.
Yeah. That's Mr. Bick, Violet
you know,
Bick's father.
There's an awful lot of parents like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You buy the kid off, you know, you think that's it. Okay, will you shut your mouth if I take you to Hannah Montana? Mm-hmm. Hannah, please.
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends. It depends on the circumstances. And really, even with kids, I think kids are just like adults that once in a while something comes along where they go crazy,
yeah.
Where they go insane. I'm fortunate that my kids are not, you know, part of the Hannah Montana.
But
craze.
The problem is now this would be a real hassle for any parent with a young girl. You know, it's one thing to have the hot prize be a toy that costs $50 or $100,
right?
You know, and do these people really think you're getting out with just $1,300?
No,
you got to drive down there. You got to pay to park. Have you thought they're going to charge you $50 for a T-shirt?
What is the target demo? Like 7 and 8? Is that really where it is? Because it's not 10 and 12. I know that.
It would be like 5 to 10.
5 to 10.
Julia's in the thick of it right now, but she's not into the concert thing.
Okay.
So it's like, she would go, mm-hmm. but she's not way into
so
it.
So, for lack of a better word, it's a sexed up Wiggles.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it's Junior Britney. Is what and when Britney was hot.
Never start too young.
Way back.
And
when.
She got a lousy sitcom. I watch this lousy sitcom every Saturday night with Julia. And as you know, she sings in the sitcom, and it builds on itself.
Okay.
She sings in the sitcom, and she does the concert.
$1,300 though. Wow.
She's opening for herself, you know, because Miley Cyrus is doing a set, and Hannah Montana is doing a set.
Oh, please, that's like Garth Brooks and Chris Gaines.
Exactly.
Wow. Does that
sound awesome?
Mega retarded.
Yeah.
Mega
it's not retarded. We're giving away tickets.
Hello,
it's great.
Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hey, guys. Speaking about retarded, that last guy that spent $1,300 for tickets,
right.
That's retarded. My wife took my daughter and three of her friends to Cheetah Girls, which is a little bit older demo than Hannah Montana, but it's close. And they sat in the nosebleeds, and those girls couldn't be happier if they were on stage.
Well, Cheetah Girls, that sounds something. I think I went to see that show in Atlanta one time.
It was a stripper's mind.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Okay, very good. The Cheetah. I believe I brought Rudy Martsky's son, the former writer for USA Today, and let him cut his teeth on some strippers. He thought Uncle Mike was just fabulous.
Sure.
I just want to say, as speaking on behalf of the now parents that just want to pacify the kids, that what you're doing there is you're giving your child, frankly, second tier status.
Yeah.
You know, you give it, what did he say he was giving his kid there?
Cheetah Girls right. tickets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're saying.
And they sat in the nosebleed section.
Well, this is just as good as Hannah Montana.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, it's not. No, it's not.
No, it's really not. But do kids at that age, do they, I mean, I don't know. I've got them. I've got a 10-year-old and a 12-year-old. Maybe it's just them that they roll with the punches real well.
I think so.
I've taken them to the theme parks down in Orlando. They go nuts for that.
Sure,
but well, I mean I've never been aware of the thing that they're like, yeah, Dad, that's cool. Or I'll take them to a hockey game. That's cool. We're going out. We're going to a big thing.
I know you can manipulate kids' minds. Because
yeah, you can.
They're so easy to manipulate.
Isn't
but
that
wouldn't
great?
That be like taking an adult and say, guess what? We're going to go see U2 tonight, and you go to a bar and it's a U2 tribute band.
Or it would have to be another band. It would have to be, if it's the Cheetah Girls, isn't that like a second tier Hannah Montana?
Yeah, it'd be, here are the Baja Men.
That's it. We're going. We got tickets to U2. Well, we couldn't get U2 tickets, but we're going to a great show.
Do you remember that song, Who Let the Dogs Out?
We're going to see them.
Now, it's going to be in the same arena
You'll
as Hannah Montana's going to be in.
I think what the guy was saying is that the Cheetah Girls were an older demo. They were for older kids, and yeah. What he was saying is that the nosebleed seats to his kids were just as good as front row
seats.
You know,
for someone who's taken my kids
and he was correct. Yeah.
I've taken my kids, and really that they like the whole event.
Right, sure.
And I think that kids really don't process that front row thing.
No.
That's an adult thing.
Absolutely.
I really think that adults want to, hey, where are your tickets? Where are your seats? That's what it's all about when you get older. I think kids like the whole thing. I mean, if you're going to the show, that's a big deal. That's why if my kids are interested in this Hannah Montana, I will put them in the back seat of the car. We will drive to the arena, and then we'll just go hang around in the lobby. And I'll say I forgot my tickets or something like that.
What if you can't get into the lobby without a ticket? The arena.
Boy, that's
stand
real tough.
Stand by the stage door.
I'll hope that there are some vendors that can sell like a pennant outside.
That'd be good.
And a couple of Cokes.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of bags of popcorn
today.
And then it's back home.
Daddy day, daughter day.
What a day. What a day.
What did you tell me about your daughters the other day? Which one of them said to you that gambling is bad?
Gambling is bad. Probably both of them. Probably both of them. Yeah.
You tell them too late for that, honey.
Yeah, I know. Well, I low-keyed my enthusiasm after that.
Sure,
you know.
Sure.
You know, all I was doing was having dinner with them and talking about how wonderful Vegas is.
Daddy, gambling is bad.
Okay. Pass the potatoes, please. Thank you very much.
Hi there. Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Hey there, calling to talk about Hannah Montana.
We got to hit a break, and unless you're calling to play the MILF game, we are going to have to ask
Ooh,
you.
Ooh, I don't think so. You think you guys want to see me? I'm 46 and okay, but not what they're looking for.
Well, honey, it's us, and are you a MILF?
No.
You're not? Oh, that's too bad. All right, well, what about Hannah Montana?
I think it's actually a little bit older crowd also. It's like the 10 to 12-year-old boys.
Up to
See?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it's the boys, too. They're thinking she's hot.
Well.
Hey, you know something? No, what? I had a dream last night.
Now I'm with you. All right. Yeah. Hey, thank you for the call.
All right, I understand.
Hey, how you doing?
Feel better about yourself.
Yeah. Thank you.
I bet you're rather hot.
Mm-hmm. Not bad, not bad.
I bet you are. You got a nice body?
Not bad.
Okay.
Listen, I'm 49. How old are you? 47? 46.
Be proud.
I'm not looking for an 18-year-old heroin chic. I mean, come on. I'm not looking for some anorexic chick.
No. Hey, you're not looking for anybody, pal.
I meant for this game.
Oh, for this game.
Well,
this
the game. Way I look at it, not bad for someone who's got a 22-year-old, a 20-year-old, and a 10-year-old. You know, you got to be happy with it.
Was the 10-year-old a surprise?
No, planned.
Oh, very good. Good for you.
Planned, yeah. Well, you guys have an awesome day.
No, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Go finish baking your brownies.
I wanted you.
You did want her. There's something about her sound.
I wanted her in this game.
Mm-hmm.
The feeling's mutual, guys. Listen to you all the time.
Okay.
Goodbye,
very
honey.
Nice.
Bye.
Very nice.
Bye-bye.
We part as friends.
Ooh. Okay, well, let's see if we can get these two slots filled when we come back.
Uh-huh. Oh!
Oh, And today's the first day of Hanukkah.
Yes.
Happy Hanukkah. And Michael Hoffman will be here to celebrate with us.
Very good. Always a pleasure to have him come by.
Hope you brought your appetite.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to the jelly donuts. And he didn't bring the potato pancakes that made me sick one year, did they? Did he?
Did he?
I don't know yet.
Oh, he's not here yet? Is he here yet?
He's on his way.
He's on his way. He's on his way. He's flying in on that magic dreidel.
And he has, hold on, there. Look in the back room.
What?
Joe, who's back there with
Michael
you?
Hoffman.
He's here. He's here.
You know, that is a guy that is just a thread through the years.
Yep.
I mean, he just, it's we've known him for such a long time. Always good to see him.
How you doing, Michael?
You can say hi. You're on.
We can hear you.
Doing fine. Can't complain. How are you?
Oh, we're excited to see the goodies you brought this year.
Oh, I brought stuff?
You always do.
Happy first day of Hanukkah, Michael.
Thank you. Same to you. That's Hanukkah.
Hanukkah.
Hanukkah. Hanukkah. That's right. Today, we are all Jews.
No?
Prove it.
He was slow to respond.
He was slow to respond.
Prove it. No, thanks.
Okay.
All right. We got Michael here. We will talk Hanukkah in a moment. Ladies, last chance right now. Seriously. Here we go. Two spots. 877-365-3636. The last two spots for tomorrow's $1,000 Hannah Montana strip trivia MILF thing that we've been talking about ad nauseum.
Call right now.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.